What if your worth was never meant to be proven, just remembered? Welcome to Zero Meaning, where we unravel words, redefine perspectives, and empower healthy change. I'm your host, Zero, and in every episode, we dive deep into the roots of language, the meanings we've inherited, and how those meanings shape our internal world. Because when we shift the way we speak, we begin to shift the way we think, and ultimately, the way we live. Let's start with the root. The word worth comes from Old English werf, meaning honor, dignity, value. It's tied to Proto-Germanic werthas, and further back to the root wer, which meant to lift or to raise. So, from its very origin, worth wasn't about price. It was about presence. It wasn't about whether you were good enough to be loved. It was about being lifted simply because you existed. Worth was dignity. It was being seen with reverence, not scrutiny. It meant you were raised up, not because you earned it, but because it was your place. And yet, somewhere along the way, worth got rewritten. It became a scoreboard, a comparison, a fragile scale that tipped based on what we produced, how obedient we were, how little space we took up. We were handed a measuring stick and told to prove we belonged. But that's not what the word meant. And more importantly, it's not what you mean. I first started questioning my worth as a kid. My father was in the Navy, gone on full deployments, and when he came home, I thought he'd be excited to see us. But when he walked through that door, he smiled at my brother and gave me a nod. That's all I got, a nod. It planted something in me, a question I didn't yet have language for. Am I just less? That question lingered in the background of my childhood, getting sharper with time. At home, love seemed conditional. Attention was performance-based. Silence was safer than honesty. Then, as a teen, I made a mistake. Left a basket of clean laundry downstairs after taking it out of the dryer. That one moment became a spark for something much bigger. My father punched me in the eye, swollen shut. Then told my younger sisters to lie, to say it was my fault. And just like that, I was cast as the villain in my own home, written out of the story like I never mattered. And I believed it. Because here's the twisted logic that shaped me. If this keeps happening, different places, different people, then the common denominator must be me. When I went to live with my father, I thought it'd be different. But similar patterns emerged. Different characters, same script. That's when it clicked. Or rather, cracked something in me. I thought, it must not be them. I'm just the problem. I was defective. I was born to be the one people mistreated and discarded. That belief sunk in deeper than any bruise. But it wasn't true. The truth is, abuse doesn't reveal your worth. It reveals their wounds. And when hurt people never get help, they hurt others and justify it. It's taken years of therapy, of reflection, and of safe love to start seeing that my worth never disappeared. It was just buried under the shame someone else left behind. We live in a culture obsessed with performance-based worth. Be strong. Be productive. Be pleasing. Be good, but not too good, or you'll threaten someone else. Don't be too loud, but don't be too quiet either. And above all, don't feel too much. We're told that to be worthy, we must succeed. That rest is lazy. That failure makes you disposable. That crying is weakness. But here's the truth I've learned through therapy, heartbreak, and finally, love that didn't demand a mask. Worth isn't earned. It's not measured. It's inherent. And the voices that told me otherwise, they were wrong. It took a long time to unlearn the lie that my worth was tied to silence, to usefulness, or to survival. Even now, when I feel myself slipping, when I hunch my shoulders, drop my head, and apologize for existing, I remind myself, I was never meant to prove my worth, just protect it. Reclaiming my worth didn't come in some grand, defiant moment. It came slowly, almost imperceptibly, like thawing after a long, bitter freeze. The messages I'd been hearing in therapy for years, you know, the ones I politely nodded at but didn't believe, started to seep through my thick armor of self-doubt. Not all at once, just little cracks, little moments where I didn't apologize for existing, moments where I didn't shrink. The real shift? It came when I entered a healthy relationship, the kind I'd spent years preparing for. Not by searching outward, but by searching inward, by unlearning what I thought I had to be just to deserve love. And for the first time, I chose to be fully truthful with someone, not just a curated version, not just a polished survivor story, but the raw, tear-streaked, awkward mess underneath. And they didn't flinch. They stayed. And in their staying, I learned that worth wasn't about what I offered or how well I performed or how silent I could be. It was about being, not doing. That changed everything because it didn't erase the doubt, but it gave me something stronger than doubt. Proof. Proof that being myself didn't mean being abandoned. Proof that I didn't have to be a mirror just to be loved. Even now, when old lies creep in, when I catch myself apologizing every other sentence, head low, shoulders curved inward, I pause. I think of my inner circle. They're few, but they are true. If they say I have worth and I trust their judgment, then I have to trust that too. Sometimes we don't believe we're worthy until we see someone else rise from the same place we're stuck. I'll never forget it. We were watching TV, just another forgettable afternoon, when suddenly he cracked. My friend, who never cried, who wore humor like armor, began to weep, not from grief, from realization, from finally believing that he had worth. It wasn't loud or dramatic. It didn't need to be, but it was sacred. And in that moment, his breakthrough became the first sliver of hope in mine. Because if he could believe it, maybe I wasn't so broken after all. Maybe there was something left in me too. We talk about ripple effects, but rarely do we name them in real time. That day, he didn't know it, but he handed me a thread to hold on to. It's one thing to hear someone say you matter. It's another to watch them realize that they do. And feel that light stretch towards you too. Worth is contagious that way. Even when we can't find it for ourselves, we can catch it from those brave enough to claim it. And when we do, we don't just survive. We start to remember. Reclaiming worth isn't a one-time revelation. It's practice, a ritual, a return. Some days, I still forget. I still catch myself apologizing with every sentence, shoulders hunched, eyes searching the room for some unspoken permission to exist. But then I remember what holds me, the words of people I trust, my inner circle, those rare few who see me clearly and say, "You matter," without needing a reason why. I lean into their reflection until I can hold it myself. And then there are the tools. The mantras and reminders I keep tucked close to my heart. Hurt people hurt people. Not everything said to me was about me. Some of it was projection, pain lashing out. I don't have to carry it anymore. I trust those who've earned it. If someone I trust says I'm worthy, then maybe, just maybe, they're right. And maybe it's time I start believing them. Worth isn't about walking around confident all the time. It's about having a place to return to when doubt creeps in. A foundation that doesn't crumble when the wrong voice gets too loud. We don't build that foundation with perfection. We build it with practices, with beliefs we choose to keep, and with people who mirror back the truth we're still learning to see. Because worth is like breath. You don't always notice it, but when you stop tending to it, everything else starts falling apart. So tend to it, gently and daily. You don't have to prove it. You just have to protect it. Maybe the story you've been handed about your worth was written by people who didn't know their own. Maybe they taught you to measure it in silence, in usefulness, in obedience, or perfection, because that's all they ever knew how to measure. But what if that story isn't yours to carry anymore? You get to rewrite it. That's what I've been doing with Zero Meaning. This podcast is more than just a place to talk about words. It's a place to unlearn the weight we were never meant to hold. A place to speak the truth that used to scare me. And you know what the truth is? Worth doesn't arrive when you're healed. It holds you while you heal. It doesn't get revoked when you mess up. It meets you in your mess. It's not earned. It's remembered. So, if you've been blaming yourself for being hurt, if you've been apologizing for taking up space, if you've been waiting for someone else to say you're allowed to be here, this is me saying it now. You're already enough. You're not broken. You're not a burden. You're not too much or not enough. You are someone's reason to believe in goodness. And maybe that someone can finally be you. So, if this episode stirred something in you, if you're feeling the ache of remembered rejection or the quiet grief of years spent performing for scraps of love, let this moment be the one where you stop asking if you're worthy and start remembering that you always were. You never had to earn it, not through obedience, not through silence, not as strength masquerading as composure. Worth doesn't belong to the perfect. It belongs to the present, the breathing, the becoming. And maybe, just maybe, that includes you too. If you've been carrying the weight of other people's projections, if you've mistaken shame for responsibility, if you've survived so much that you don't even recognize yourself anymore, let this be your invitation to come back home to yourself. And if you need tools along the way, I've created them for you. At sconeandscribe.com, you'll find guided journals made for this kind of work, ink and insight for deep emotional clarity, breath and bone for grounding and nervous system regulation, and remorse and release, our 90-day self-forgiveness journal in 3 healing phases. You can also download our free 7-day poetry prompt mini journal, a soft place to begin. And if you want a visible reminder of your progress, visit our Etsy shop for intentionally designed merch, like the resilient shirt rooted in the Latin word resilire, to leap back. One more thing. If you're in Kansas City, I'd love you to join us on August 15th, 2025 for Our Candy Rose, a healing-centered hiking event honoring those lost to addiction. We'll be collaborating with Hope House, an incredible organization supporting survivors of domestic violence. You'll find the event link in the show notes, because healing is heavy, but you don't have to carry it alone. So I'll leave you with this. I'm not worthy because. I'm worthy regardless. Let that become your truth. Let that be the voice that echoes louder than your doubt. That's it for this episode of Zero Meaning, where we unravel words, redefine perspectives, and empower healthy change. Words shape the way we think, and the way we think shapes the way we live. So choose your words wisely, question what you've been told, and never stop seeking the truth beneath the surface. Until next time, stay curious, stay mindful, and keep redefining meaning.